Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today, we're diving deep into a comprehensive analysis of S&P Global, ticker SPGI, a heavyweight in the financial data and analytics space. If you're looking to understand whether this stock deserves a spot in your portfolio, stick around because we're covering everything from financials to valuation, recent performance, and more. Let's get started. So, why are we talking about S&P Global? Well, if you're into investing, you've probably come across their name. They're behind some of the most critical financial benchmarks and data tools out there, like the S&P 500 index. But beyond that, they've built a massive business providing credit ratings, market intelligence, and analytics to help investors and businesses make informed decisions. I'm excited to break down their numbers and see if this company is as solid as its reputation suggests. Let's dive into who they are and what they do. All right, let's start with a quick look at S&P Global. Founded way back in 1860 and headquartered in New York, this company is a leader in the financial services sector, specifically in data and stock exchanges. They've got over 42,000 employees worldwide and operate in a bunch of key areas. Think credit ratings through S&P Global Ratings, market data via their market intelligence segment, commodity insights, and of course, indices like the S&P 500 and Dow Jones. Their CEO, Martina Cheung, has been steering the ship with a focus on innovation and expanding their data-driven solutions. With a market cap of around $122.5 billion, they're a big player, but size isn't everything. Let's see how they're performing. Now let's talk revenue. For 2025, S&P Global reported a massive $15.34 billion in total revenue, up from $14.21 billion in 2024. That's a solid year-over-year growth of about 8%, which shows they're still expanding even at their scale. Breaking it down by segment for 2024, the latest detailed data we've got, their market intelligence segment brought in $4.64 billion, ratings contributed $4.37 billion, and Commodity Insights added $2.14 billion. Their Indices segment, which includes those famous benchmarks, pulled in $1.63 billion. Geographically, the U.S. is their biggest market, accounting for $8.64 billion, while Europe and Asia contributed $3.26 billion and $1.49 billion, respectively. This diversity in revenue streams and regions is a good sign. They're not overly reliant on one area. But growth isn't uniform across all segments, so we'll keep an eye on that as we dig deeper. Let's move on to their earnings. In their latest Q4 2025 results, S&P Global posted earnings per share of $4.30, which unfortunately missed the consensus estimate of $4.32 by a hair. Compare that to $3.777 per share in the same quarter last year, and you can see they're still growing, just not quite as fast as the street expected. For the full year 2025, their net income came in at $4.477 billion, up from $3.85 billion in 2024, with an EPS of 14.67 cents. That's a nice jump, showing they're delivering value to shareholders despite the quarterly hiccup. Margins are looking healthy too, with a gross profit margin of around 70% and a net profit margin of 29%. These numbers tell me they're efficient, but missing estimates could signal some short-term challenges. Let's see what's behind that. Now, let's take a look at some insights from their Q2 2025 earnings call to get a sense of management's perspective. They highlighted a 6% year-over-year revenue increase for that quarter, driven by strong demand for their data and analytics offerings. Management emphasized growth in subscription-based services and strength in their indices segment, which benefited from higher asset-linked fees. They're also investing heavily in technology to enhance their platforms, which they believe will drive long-term growth. On the flip side, they acknowledged some softness in certain markets and ongoing integration costs from recent acquisitions. Overall, the tone was optimistic, with a focus on leveraging their data capabilities and maintaining market leadership. That gives me confidence in their strategic direction, but execution will be key. All right. Let's dive into the financial statements for a clearer picture of their health. On the income statement side, revenue growth over the past few years has been impressive, up from $11.8 billion in 2022 to $15.34 billion in 2025. Net income has also trended higher, from $3.25 billion to $4.47 billion over the same period. Looking at the balance sheet, total assets as of 2025 stand at $61.2 billion, with cash and equivalents at $1.75 billion. However, total liabilities are at $25.5 billion, which gives us a debt-to-equity ratio of about 0.45. That's not alarming, but it's worth noting they've got some leverage to manage. Their current ratio is below 1 at 0.82, suggesting they might face some short-term liquidity pressure if obligations pile up. Free cash flow for 2025 was a robust $5.46 billion, up slightly from $5.57 billion in 2024, which shows they're generating solid cash to reinvest or return to shareholders. Return on equity sits at 13.6%, and return on invested capital is around 9.2%, both decent but not spectacular. Overall, the financials paint a picture of a strong company with room to optimize. Now let's talk valuation. At a current stock price of about $404.78, S&P Global has a trailing P/E ratio of 28.117, which is a bit higher than the industry average of around 26.9 for financial data and stock exchanges. Their price-to-sales ratio is 8.24, reflecting a premium valuation compared to peers. Looking at forward P/E estimates, analysts project a forward P/E of around 30.59 for 2025, dropping to 27.33 by 2026. That suggests the market expects earnings growth to justify the current price over time. Their dividend yield is modest at 0.92%, so this isn't a stock for income-focused investors. With an enterprise value of $138.87 billion and a free cash flow yield of 4.3%, the valuation seems stretched, but not outrageously so, given their growth trajectory and market position. The question is whether that growth can continue to support this multiple. Let's break down S&P Global through a SWOT analysis to get a holistic view. Starting with strengths, their revenue growth is robust, as we've seen, with diverse streams across ratings, indices, and market intelligence. They've got a strong brand and a near monopoly on key financial benchmarks, which gives them pricing power. Weaknesses? Well, their current ratio below 1 hints at potential liquidity risks, and missing earnings estimates recently could dent investor confidence. On the opportunity side, the growing demand for data analytics and ESG, environmental, social, governance solutions, plays right into their wheelhouse. They're also expanding in emerging markets, which could fuel future growth. Threats include regulatory pressures. Financial data firms are often under scrutiny, and competition from players like Moody's and Bloomberg. Plus, any economic downturn could hit demand for their services. Overall, their strengths outweigh the risks, but they're not immune to challenges. Let's take a look at recent stock performance. Over the past week, SPGI is up 4.59%, which is a nice short-term pop. But zoom out and the picture gets murkier, down 19.57% over the past month, 14.96% over 3 months, and a hefty 22.3% over the past year. That's underperforming compared to the broader financial services sector, which is up 7.75% over the year. Over 5 years, though, they're up 25.26%, so long-term holders have still done all right. Looking at the chart, there's been some volatility lately, with the stock testing key support levels. If you're considering a short-term move, watch for a break above resistance around the $420 mark, which could signal a reversal. But honestly, with this kind of downside momentum, I'd be cautious about jumping in right now. Now, let's try to figure out the intrinsic value of S&P Global to see if it's over or undervalued. Using a discounted cash flow approach, I've factored in their free cash flow of $5.46 billion for 2025, projected growth rates based on historical revenue increases of around 8%, and a discount rate of about 8% to account for risk and market conditions. I've also considered their terminal growth rate at a conservative 2.5%, given their mature market position. After running the numbers, I'm estimating an intrinsic value per share of around $450. Compared to the current price of $4.78, that suggests the stock might be slightly undervalued, offering a potential upside of about 11%. Keep in mind, though, that intrinsic value calculations are sensitive to assumptions like growth rates and discount rates, so there's always a margin of error. Still, this gives us a rough idea that the market might not be fully pricing in S&P Global's future cash flows. So, what's the bottom line on S&P Global? They're a powerhouse in financial data with strong revenue growth, solid margins, and a dominant market position. Their financials are mostly healthy, though liquidity and debt levels are something to watch. Valuation-wise, they're trading at a premium, but my intrinsic value estimate suggests there could be some upside. Recent stock performance has been rough, so timing your entry is critical if you're looking to buy. For long-term investors, I think SPGI has the fundamentals to be a core holding, especially if you believe in the growing demand for data and analytics. But if you're more short-term focused, I'd wait for a better entry point. What do you think? Are you bullish or bearish on S&P Global? Drop your thoughts in the comments below, and don't forget to like and subscribe for more deep dives like this. Thanks for watching, and I'll catch you in the next one.